Glory to Jesus Christ. A priest accepted invitation to a family, and after supper, the lady, she invited him, started to talk about his story of her family, and even she brought old photo albums, and she was trying to explain who is who, and especially she wanted to praise her grandmother, because well, she was extra special lady. But when they went through this photo album, the priest noticed that there are like spots which were empty, but you could see that other things were like this paper was faded except this picture there, so it means that a photo was there. And he asked, well, you lost several photos. And she said, well, I did not. My grandmother removed those pictures. And the priest asked, why? Because there was her father there. And they had huge problem among them. So she removed him from all photo albums. And then priest, he said, well, there is something unhealed here in this family. There was some kind of problem which was not healed. And this story, which was said in another like connection, came to my mind when I was thinking about these ancestors of our Lord. And I thought that if God would act the same way, he would remove from this list a lot of people, because he would be ashamed of them, you know, through their acting. They were not perfect people. There were even like people who did really wrong thing. But God didn't remove from this tree, family tree, anybody. Even those who were not worthy, who made really horrible things, they stayed in this family tree. And God decided to take flesh and to become part of this family tree where there were good, saint, and even bad people. And I think this is something what we have to realize, because it is good message, wonderful message for us. Because if we see really this truth to our lives, we can see ourselves as many times as not worthy. There are things in our lives which we would be ashamed, when we would be in shame if other people would know about that. And we have this assurance that God wants to enter to this not perfect world. He wants to be one of us, of not perfect and not worthy, because this is his mission, to be with us and to be source of healing. He came not to be celebrated. He came to heal those cracks, this brokenness, these acts of weakness among us. And because of that, each of us, we can have hope. Yes. Probably there were things, you know, and still are in our lives, which we can see as a brokenness, not perfect thing. What kind of thoughts we have and desires? We want to be good. We want to be perfect. We want to be loving. We want to be giving. We want to be like Christ. And we are not. And it's for those who are close to God, it's very painful. And it is shame for those who are not so close, but they still feel that something is wrong because they feel effects of this weakness in their lives. And the gospel today says, don't worry, you are not alone in that. God decided to come to your world, to you, to heal you, to give you hope, to fix what was broken. And the only condition is for that, to believe in Him and to follow His word. To believe in Him and to follow His word. So let's keep this in my mind. It's so intensive this year when we celebrate Sunday before Christmas and Eve of Christmas in the same day. And maybe it is good for us to be exposed to this really some kind of pressure of grace when this God's word is talking to us with this huge intensity. Don't be like those who try to delete from their mind these bad things, like the lady, she removed a picture of her father. We cannot do anything if we deny something. We cannot be healed. We can be healed only when we bring this brokenness to Christ through our faith, through our obedience, through our effort to be with Him. Amen.